This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard. I am indeed. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat to you. Let's get straight into it and talk about the witnesses at the Royal Commission. What is happening here with regard to social media?
So social media is the current focus and theme of the current block of evidence, which is happening, this week and began last week and is continuing this week. And it's pretty chilling, I have to say. And so, and just to go straight to a couple of points which really make the point, Meta, obviously, which is obviously owned by Mark Zuckerberg, which includes Facebook, Instagram, has a policy against Holocaust denial. Meta has a policy against Holocaust denial. And yet, despite that policy, it kept up a post for 3.5 years which denies the Holocaust. And that's despite multiple people lodging complaints saying, you have a post up there on Instagram, which is owned by Meta, denying the Holocaust. Meta has a policy against Holocaust denial, and yet it took 3.5 years for that post to come down. And that really, and so what we've seen, like I say, this week and last week, is a range of social media giants giving evidence, and also members of the community who speaking firsthand about the toxic space that which social media is. And so we saw Josh Burns, who we've mentioned many times in this program, Josh Burns proudly identifying Jewish person, the first member of parliament, and he's a member of the government, Labour MP, first member of parliament to give evidence. And also just to remind people, his office was set on fire, vandalized, etc., some time ago now, and he has been absolutely pilloried on social media. And so he gave evidence saying that he has absolutely no faith in the social media platforms taking action to stop hate against Jews, because he's pretty much given up on reporting. He says because nothing ever happens, the social media companies ignore the complaints, or it'll take the example I've just given, 3 years to remove a post denying post which was denying the Holocaust. He told the commission, just as Josh Burns, he told in his evidence that he'd reported 44 posts on Instagram and Facebook, with just 3 of them being removed. 9 were received as an acknowledgement, and the rest, no response at all. Quote, you lose faith in the process, as he said. I don't report anything I would, because I don't think anything is going to be done about it. So that was just one person. That was Josh Burns. Then there was also evidence given from, also to do with Meta. There were data released by Meta itself show that it has reduced by 79% the number of posts which it proactively removed. This is in the last year. It's reduced by 79% the number of posts which it deemed to be offensive, racist, anti-Semitic. It's reduced that by 79%. So it's extremely, extremely concerning. And we saw this, we also saw evidence given from X, which is obviously Elon Musk. And according to, we have in this country someone called an e-safety commissioner. And she gave evidence. And she spoke about how X, Elon Musk's X, fought to keep footage of the Bondi massacre on its platform, fought to keep up that footage. And its argument was, said X, that it's no worse than watching any gory movie. Oh, and yet we're talking about...
These are real people. I think it's very different, actually. Wow.
Well, precisely. And I'm quoting her, the eSafety Commissioner, now giving evidence, quote, they said it's no worse than you would see in any gory movie. I said, I can't think of anything more horrific for the family, for the members, for the Australian Jewish community. We fought really hard, and eventually we were able to get them to agree to keep a refusal classification. But these are mainstream platforms fighting for the right and to distribute and monetize this content. And that's the point that's coming out, that these tech giants, social media giants, intentionally drive hateful material towards intended victims, and in so doing, clearly causing a severe breakdown of civil debate and of social cohesion.
It's really just so disturbing. Is there recognition as to how intolerable the situation is?
Well, there definitely is, and I guess two things. One is the fact that this current block, this third block, as it's called, is focusing entirely on social media and the harm that can flow from it. But in addition to that, some recommendations are being put forward, some proposals are being put forward by the Commission itself, by the Royal Commission, as a result of this, which include measures such as having a digital duty of care agreement that social media giants have to sign up to. Also suggesting, proposing a mandatory licensing framework for these tech platforms. Also having reworking the social media algorithms so that they don't automatically drive hateful content towards intended victims, which has the quote-unquote the desired outcome, if that's where it goes. So yes, there certainly is recognition of how toxic, dangerous, counterproductive to social cohesion this all is. But as every listener knows, there, social media is, it's just, when I say it's out of control, it's actually, it's the opposite. It's in control of the tech giants. And that's really a major problem for us.
Vic Aladev, that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. Great to chat to you. That was Vic Aladev talking to us from Australia, bringing us the latest news.